It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are continuing our series today featuring the individual Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. Today we're joined by District 5 Supervisor Jaron Brandon. Supervisor Brandon, thanks for coming in today.
BJ, thank you, and thank you for hosting these great sessions.
Well, very good. Well, this is now 2022. We've turned the calendar. So as you look back on your first year as supervisor, how have things gone?
Man, very long, very long. It's been a good year. I think when you run for this job, you know, it's going to be difficult all the time you put into it. But you hear a lot on the campaign, and then the 1 year of actually experiencing a lot of the challenges, the regulations put on us, the budgeting issues, you know, we're in a difficult position, but it's been a very frustrating, difficult, long, and I can say completely fulfilling, rewarding, and productive year, if you can make any sense of that. So I'm very proud of this past year. I think we have a very new board. I'm certainly one of the newer members on that board, but it's been going really well.
Is it kind of what you expected your first year as supervisor?
I think it was known unknowns, right? There were areas of being a supervisor, they're difficult. You don't always get the kind of behind-the-scenes stuff with staff and a lot of the projects currently being worked on. But yeah, it is about the same level of work, which is pretty much full commitment all the time. So I'm getting calls in the morning, late in the evening, working weekends on it. But I don't know, wouldn't be wanting to do anything else. I feel good about the work.
Being one of the newer supervisors, some people may not know your background. What did you do before becoming supervisor?
Absolutely. So I'm a born and raised local around here. I went to Sonora High. Like a lot of kids, I went off, did a college at UC Merced locally. Got a degree in government down there. Was involved in a lot of student government extracurricular activities. And after that, I moved down to the Bay with my partner at the time. She was going to law school. And ended up with an app development company. And I worked as an editor, kind of in a news aggregation service. Worked my way up to being kind of the chief editor for the United States branch of that service. But just realized that I wasn't being fulfilled in that. I wasn't doing what I wanted to do, which was to help people. And I didn't really identify with the community. I wanted a place that, I don't know, you got memories, you got people you run into all the time. So I came back up. On and off, I've always worked at our family shop, Live Oak Music, up in East Sonora. And so you've seen the music community, seeing people come in. And then my mom was a local to Columbia and Jamestown. And so I grew up in part in both those areas. Grew up in partly for a trailer park, partly in a little kind of hovel place that we had out in Jamestown on Willow Street. You know, I got to see, I don't think we were ever, any side of my family was rich, but to see, you know, sometimes the struggling side and also, you know, owning a business kind of stable side. And, you know, that background comes in at 30 years old, almost 30. Sorry, that's coming up a little bit. Big 3-0. With that coming up, you know, there's not going to be a 20-year experience. What I bring to the position is a perspective of, I think, a lot of people, especially in my age group, but this affects seniors and so many others, that it's getting harder to live up here, harder to find a home, harder to get a good job. And that is so important on a board in a community where we're trying to keep our community going. If we can't keep people here because they can be able to build life, then we're not doing our job. So anyway, long story short, probably a relatively short professional background there, about a few years and then working in our local business. But I think a very valuable perspective.
Mentioned that you're nearing your 30th birthday. You are the youngest member of the Board of Supervisors. Are there things that you see that could be, you know, the county could do to try to keep more young people and young professionals in Tuolumne County?
Yeah, I think I'm actually the youngest in the state. I've gone to a couple of conventions. Haven't seen anybody too near in the age range. It's median's up there a little bit for supervisors. You know, there was this thing they were talking about. If you want people to get involved in government, the traditional thought has been, well, let's lower the barrier every time, right? How do we make it a little easier? How do we have the live stream access? How do we go on to, you know, social media? How do we do these other ways? And those are good tactics, but they're finding that just making it easier isn't actually increasing attendance at these meetings. I'm a firm believer that if you can't get people to, you know, come to your community leaders and your government and these public spaces that are yours, our meetings, our public meetings, all of them pretty much, you have to take the government and that leadership and those discussions to the people. The way I do that is I very regularly open up topics on social media. We have good discussions. People that disagree with me, people that agree with me, and it helps inform me, so it makes me a better leader. I think it helps those folks see that there are people that maybe agree or disagree, but in a healthy way. And then going out to events, talking to our community leaders, talking to our businesses, and just saying what's happening, asking what they're facing, you know, how can I be able to help? That's what I think we need as far as getting young people involved too. I mean, that's how you get anybody involved. But in particular, there are so many pressures on young people who are looking at, I can't buy a house on what I make. I can't find a job that's a step up from where I'm at. Like their time has a dollar value. We're seeing a lot of these kind of volunteer organizations struggling to maintain membership. And I think it's a greater pattern where that value proposition of why show up to what is sometimes a boring meeting, right? You know, with rules and kind of, you know, a little obtuse sometimes. Why show up there? You need to show them that that is a place that they can have their voice heard. But that's not just a place to speak. You need to be listening there. And so when we've had, I think, people come up, we thank them for their time. We listen attentively, which I think is very important. We share the info ahead of time so they know what's coming up. And we invite them to join our committees, commissions. We give them responsibility. We tell them, you know, we're not going to make you wait 10 years to finally start making a difference on this. We want you in there right now. And the other side is a lot of the people who have walked that path and they got a lot of life experience, stand there and saying, you know, I'm going to be there to support that person and help them be the best that they can be instead of maybe running it themselves. And that's very hard. You know, I can imagine, let's say I serve 15 terms, what would that be, 60 years as supervisor. You know, it'd be very hard to pass that down. It always is. And yet it's so critical because everybody's time is finite and absolutely everything we do. If we're not sharing it with the next generation, then it's really not sustainable. So
we need to take a quick break. We're talking with Jaron Brandon, the supervisor for District 5, on this weekend's Motherload Views. During our next segment, we're going to jump into topics specific to District 5. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We are in the midst, as we mentioned, of a five-part series. Earlier shows featured county supervisors Ryan Campbell, David Goldenberg, and Anaya Kirk. You can find those archived on mymotherload.com. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back in just a minute with more Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.